If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Carlos Allez, Rocky comedian extraordinaire, live in studio. What a cattywampus week.
You got Puerto Rican, you got Argentinians. It's a multi-ethnic session here today.
It is Cinco de Mayo today on the Stephanie Miller Show. Monique Marvez, John Melendez, and here we go.
Wow, ay Dios mío.
Not that all Hispanics are interchangeable, but
ay Dios mío.
We are jingle-less today because we are in the wake of yet another enormous tragedy. You have two little girls.
Yes.
And I was out at a friend's birthday party who has a little 9-year-old. There was a couple little girls there. And the news had just broke that a lot of the victims were kids last night. They're watching fireworks in France for Bastille Day.
Bastille Day, yeah.
Yeah. And I think the count is still 84 dead, but it may rise because a lot of people are very critically injured. And it's
no links to anybody yet, or rather just a person that was...
His first name is Mohammed. Yes. He is a French Tunisian.
Somebody said was talking about how the community there is very isolated. There is a northern part of Nice that is all Arabic and mostly isolated from the other parts of Nice. And so it's not linked to any terrorism now, but as of yet. But yeah, it's just sad having kids. It's sad you want to tell your children that, hey, the world is a good place. And you're like, man, it's getting harder and harder.
I was just talking to Francis from Frangela about this, about, you know, what you talk to your kids. What do you tell your kids these days? Francis's daughter actually asked her, why do white people hate us? Like, they're watching, like...
My daughter asked me that, too.
No, yes. just like one news story is after another, and now this thing last night. I don't know. What do you say to your daughters?
I don't know. They haven't asked about it yet. You know, not that we sheltered them from it, but we're not turning on CNN or MSNBC or any of the news stations when they're awake. I mean, occasionally they might see something. Actually, I had on ESPN this morning because I wanted to avoid all the bad news, and they were recounting Muhammad Ali's funeral, and then they had Obama speaking on race on ABC, and I was tearing up as I was watching him. I just watched an excerpt of it because when I watched him speak, at least for the little moment, and I know Eric Gardner's daughter had an issue with the way they were treated. I'm not really familiar with that issue. I tried to read up on it, but he was so eloquent. And I just had this thought that while he was speaking, we got it right. We elected a person that is intelligent, thought-provoking, thoughtful, smart, and just the way he spoke about these issues.
Oh, he was brilliant.
And I'm crying. Yeah. My daughter comes downstairs, and I'm like, "Oh, Riley, I missed you." But I was just so emotional because I was watching a man who, just to me, represented, like, yes, we finally got it right, and these half the country and the Congress effed it up.
Right, right.
We got it right.
Right. Yeah.
And so,
I mean, I said that, right? The Dallas speech, I was we will not see the likes of this man again. And it just is.
The police chief, too, from Dallas. He
was fantastic.
Very fantastic. Right? But yeah, what can you tell your children? For the most part, they haven't seen it. They will get there. And we just tell, you know, be the peace you seek or whatever. That's the only thing you can take. You change yourself.
Yeah.
And you act locally, and hopefully it goes globally. All those things.
And every time something like this happens, Carlos, it's like you're going, oh my God, this wasn't even a bomb.
Yeah.
It was just a guy in a truck was able to kill this many people.
Yeah.
It was obviously a huge truck, and it was, you know.
And my fear is that you know, there's some people on the gun pro-gun side that'll go, see, I told you cars are just as dangerous. And I hope it doesn't fuel those types of arguments.
He also had a gun and got out and started shooting people.
Yeah.
And died
and that's a very particular situation. You obviously can't drive a truck into a theater or onto a school ground. Or I suppose if you really wanted to, you could. But I just hope that it doesn't, you know, spark unintelligent discussion about everything that needs to be done. But it's sad because it really strikes or stokes our fear that, you know, anything could happen at any time.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be a parent afraid with children. You just don't.
Yeah. Newt Gingrich, of course, immediately started fear-mongering and pandering. And here we go.
Let me be as blunt and as direct as I can be. Western civilization is in a war. We should, frankly, test every person from here who is of a Muslim background. And if they believe in Sharia, they should be deported. Sharia is incompatible with Western civilization. Modern Muslims who have given up Sharia, glad to have them as citizens, perfectly happy to have them next door. But we need to be fairly relentless about defining who our enemies are. Anybody who goes on a website favoring ISIS or Al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups, that should be a felony and they should go to jail. Any organization which hosts such a website should be engaged in a felony. It should be closed down immediately.
It's so I guess he will be, what, amending those comments, Sean? Clarifying, amending?
Like, I don't know.
First of all, Trump, as I was saying, what a stupid idea. Really? Like, oh, you're just going to ask someone, do you believe in Sharia, and how dumb would they have to be to go,
no,
yes.
I don't.
Yeah. Right.
I think somebody, the headline said Muslim descent. It's not a descent. It's a religion. So you could be white Muslim, right. Arabic Muslim. But yeah, I think one might agree that, if people were believing in Sharia or ISIS, it's not just anti-Western. It's right. Anti-Muslim.
And how are you
going to
make going on a website?
What if I'm searching it for research?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I was saying, how is that compatible with, civil liberties of like any kind?
Yeah, the people of ISIS are opposed to Western civilization, probably, yes, but also Eastern civilization, also moderate Muslims, they're opposed to them. Again, we had talked about the greatest danger to moderate Muslims are Islamic Muslims.
Yeah.
Most of the people dying are Muslims.
Congressman Keith Ellison was on TV this morning, reminding people again that ISIS have killed way more Muslims than any other group. And that's the thing about terrorism. It's indiscriminate. They killed a lot of Muslims last night.
Yeah, and I was reading about the funding of terrorism, and part of it is oil. And, they do a lot of criminal. They take your cattle. They run through banks. But we were saying that after 9/11. If we just told Saudi Arabia the rest of it, we don't need oil anymore. We don't need it. And make that an invaluable commodity. Yep. I think that would take away some of their funding, if not most of their funding.
Oh, what did I ask you to do yesterday? Because I'm technologically impaired, but because Carlos said.
Mm-hmm. Tape the special. What was it called?
Why they hate us?
Did you enjoy it?
No, I asked because I don't know how to do it.
It's really good. For an hour.
Did we figure it out?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. For an hour special, it can't obviously address everything, but I think it is a multifaceted approach to understanding why these things are happening, and part of it was shock and awe, and just plowing bombs into Iraq, indiscriminately killing civilians, babies, kids, whatever was in the way, and thinking, that's going to bring us freedom. They're going to greet us as liberators. They're freaking pissed at Abu Ghraib, all that stuff.
You know what? Yeah, I was just going to say, Carlson, that can't be said enough, and it's not to go back. Obviously, we got to figure out
you
how
to go
forward,
back.
But you're absolutely right. We have to keep saying the genesis of all of this was the Iraq War. Mm-hmm. That is going to have ripples forever. And you're absolutely right. There was no ISIS. We can't say it enough. There was no ISIS.
There was the Taliban.
It was created
there was
by the Iraq War.
Yeah. Absolutely. ISIS was
and part of the problem is because we're winning on the battlefield. That's why this is happening. Because we're beating them. This is why again. Can't fight it like that. That's why this is because they keep losing territory and they're losing militarily.
Yeah.
This is what's so now what?
The last bastion.
Right?
Now you go after their intelligence, obviously, their money supply.
Yeah.
Obviously,
I mean, a lot of
finance.
These are just like ISIS inspired. They're not even part of ISIS or directed by them. But because we're taking out, in some ways, because, we've been so effective at taking out a lot of their leaders and taking back ground militarily.
It's like the last bastion of a fireworks show. This is the last thing that they got. They're just going to shoot out everything that they have. Right. And it seems to be happening like once a month, like every 30 days.
Yeah. It's like you can't even catch your breath between,
But somebody has
it's almost like you get afraid to turn on the TV. It's just like, wow, the day you don't see some breaking news thing police site, like lights on your television screen is a good day. I mean, that's where we've gotten to.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. And somebody said this earlier on. I think the way you to fight it other than militarily and taking out targets and Mitterrand, is it Mitterrand? Am I way behind the times? Right. The French premier president, forgive me. He declared it war and they're going to send more ships to the area or whatever. But along with militarily, you fight it with intelligence. Because intelligence is what stops the people. If this is related in Nice, France, intelligence is what can stop Belgium and Paris and those types of attacks.
And they just want to, all they want to do, they want to blame Obama. They want to just go, it's just Syria. It's not just one thing. No. They are not just in Syria. They're not. I mean, that's why this is like these. Literally, their ideas are, let's bomb the out of ISIS. It's like, we're already doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
It doesn't stop the spread of information on the internet. It doesn't stop the flow of money.
Carpet bombing civilian populations, Ted Cruz. It sounds really, really
tough. We got to kill their families. We got to kill their
saying
families.
Saying we have to kill their families sounds really tough and also war crimey. But anyway.
Which is weird because Bush has allowed the Osama bin Laden family to fly back to where they were from after, like a day after the attack. So he wasn't exactly killing their families.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. He was helping them. Okay, Donald Trump.
Authorities have turned over the investigation to their anti-terror unit. I believe it's a world war now. We're in a world war scenario. It's no longer just isolated ISIS attacks. Do you agree with that?
I certainly do, and I've been saying it for a long time, and it's out of control.
Yeah.
And we don't call it what it is. We have a president that doesn't want to call it what it is. And, you know, you look at World Trade Center, you look at San Bernardino, you look at Paris, 130 people killed and so many injured in Paris from that attack. And you look at Orlando, it's out of control. And, Bill, unless we get strong and you know, really strong and very, very smart leadership, it's only going to get worse.
Okay.
So anything that happens anywhere in the world, of course, first of all, is President Obama's fault.
Unless we make
America
great again.
And number two, it's always all about him, but he's been saying this.
Yeah, it's just like vague platitudes. Unless we get smart and vigilant, you know, we already are smart and vigilant.
Yeah, exactly. Alice in Maryland, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Alice.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say it first about having children and what do you say? I mean, like the clips you were just playing, it's just fear, fear, fear. They're very bad people and they're under every rock and they're behind every tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the D.C. area here, around not long after 9/11, we had the Beltway sniper.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we had a month of never knowing where the next shot was going to come out.
Right.
We didn't know who they were. I had children in elementary school at the time. We were in a parking lot 40 minutes before the first shot killed somebody in that very parking lot.
Wow.
And, you know, it's terrifying. And I realized at that time, you just have to live.
Yep.
You can't panic. You know, I'd be grocery shopping with the kids. We had to do that. They had to get outside. They had to play.
Right.
You just can't let it take over your life.
Yeah.
And then the second thing I wanted to say is I've been married for 30 years to an Arab Muslim immigrant who's even named Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're happy. We have two grown children. And this ISIS thing is, it's just wrong. You know, they look for losers.
Yep.
Yep.
Drug addicts.
Have failed in their own lives and aren't succeeding.
Yeah.
They actually look for people who know little to nothing about Islam.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Easy to
misuse
it. It's
part of the special. Yeah. It's part of what Fareed Zakaria addresses. In the
and
special.
The drug part of it is a big thing. You're right.
And most of them don't have religion. They're easier to manipulate.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Alice, how dare you be happy and how dare you talk about it?
Best to you, and we love you.
Why do you hate America so much? That's
I
my
don't.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Alice. Very great call.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. 19 minutes after the hour, Carlos Alizraki, comedian extraordinaire, live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.